Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns, here. I'm just going to say thank you, firstly, for all the support you've been giving me. There's been a lot of listens on the Audio Boom channel of my Sam Byron podcast and my Arsenal vs Chelsea review. I've set up a dedicated account for the Football Hour on Twitter. It's at the Football Hour. So please follow me back and retweet, like, favourite, everything you can to keep supporting me. I really do appreciate it. But today, I'll be talking about the breaking news that Tottenham Hotspur player, England international, which I don't really like to call him that because hopefully he won't be playing for England very much, Andros Townsend, is about to sign for Steve McClaren's Newcastle United for a region of about £12 million. This January, Newcastle seemed to be signing anyone with a weird-shaped head. They signed Jonjo Shelvey for the same price last week. And I just wanted to kind of touch upon whether £12 million for Jonjo Shelvey and £12 million for Andros Townsend is well-priced in this market, because a lot of people on Twitter have been saying that, oh, that's a good price for two England internationals. That's £24 million. Barcelona signed Rakitic from Sevilla for €13 million. So why are these England players, why is their price so high? It's because, I guess, the clubs, there just isn't many England players around at the moment, especially good ones, so you pay a premium for players who don't really get into their teams. Jonjo Shelvey was sitting on the bench in Swansea, and Andros Townsend, well, he was just sat on the Tottenham bench, and when he was asked to warm down after playing, he said, "Nah, I'm not going to bother doing that. Can't be asked to do that." And so he's fallen out with Pochettino. And it's quite interesting how Tottenham's kind of form has had such an upsurge since Andros Big Head Townsend has been sat on the bench. I'm just looking at his career now on Wikipedia, and he certainly is a journeyman. He's been at Tottenham 7 years as a professional. He's managed to play 50 games. He's played 10 games for England. So he's only played 5 times more games for his club in 7 years than he has for England. I think it's ridiculous. He's gone on loan. These are his loan clubs: Yeovil, Orient, MK Dons, Ipswich, Watford, Millwall, Leeds, Birmingham, and QPR. Where, I've not added it up yet, but it looks about a round total of about 40 games. And this man is worth £12 million. I think it's really sad predicament that Newcastle are in. Mike Ashley was had a go at in recent years for not spending money. Well, if you're not going to spend money, can you not put that extra money into your academy? The North East is such a massive catchment areas for players. Why are Newcastle not producing any? All they've got in the team is Paul Dummett. And I know he scored a worldie against Man United recently, but the less said about Paul Dummett, the better. I've been watching the North East clubs, and they're kind of flirting with relegation the past 3, 4, 5 years. Newcastle have been on the slide since Pards took them to fifth, and they didn't kick on from there. Why aren't they looking to their academy? Why aren't they bringing through players? Which, Newcastle and Sunderland get such high praise for their fans, right? Would them fans not rather see someone from their local area, like Sunderland have done recently, putting Duncan Watmore in the team, who is a local lad and he cares about the club? Why spend all this money? And normally foreign players get tarnished with this brush. Don't spend it on foreigners. But why are you spending money on Jonjo Shelvey, who's a Londoner, who don't care about Newcastle United at all? He has no affiliation to Newcastle United. Andros Townsend has no affiliation to Newcastle United. Can they not bring through their own players? I think that's a thing where clubs now, they'd just rather spend money on talent abroad than work at what we've got here. And no wonder the England team hasn't won anything since 1966, because since the Premier League formed in 92, the amount of English players in our league has just dramatically fallen. And it's something which is a real shocking thing in our game. But Newcastle fans, what do you think about the signing? You've signed Jonjo Shelvey this January transfer. You've signed Andros Townsend. And I'm sorry to say, you're still in the relegation zone. Will Steve McLaren, will Andros Townsend, will Jonjo Shelvey pull it out for you these last, what have we got? About 16 games left of the Premier League. That's kind of been my view on the latest transfer. So thank you for listening. I've been Alex Mearns, and this is The Football Hour. Follow me on Twitter, it's @TheFootballHour. Thank you for listening.